Okay, we're doing the Medrash Tanhuma on Brachos. We're up to the letter Beis. And the Medrash begins, She'ilito. The following questions was asked. And whenever you encounter that in the Medrash Tanhuma, 99% of the time, it is a quote from the work of Rav Chai Gaon, the work called the She'ilitos. And the question is how to get here, right? It's a mix-up, because the She'ilitos was written by Rav Chai Gaon, and the Medrash should have been much earlier. Rabbi Tanhuma was in the time of the Talmud. So how'd this get mixed in? Good question. I haven't yet seen a good answer. And our question is going to be, should we learn it when we encounter it? Because it's really not a part of the Medrash. I mean, somehow it got printed here. So what's the vote? Do we learn it or do we skip it? It's very interesting. We'll learn a lot from it. Learn it? Okay. Shilta, the following question. Now, if we're going to learn it, then you guys have to know that the Shiltas is one of the most fantastic works that were ever written. It is a beautiful work of art. Rav Chai Gaon wrote, if I'm not mistaken, for his son, going in the order of the Parshiyot. He takes the Talmud, takes a concept, very often an Agadic concept, and intertwines it with Halacha. The beauty of the Shiltos is that he takes the Talmud and rearranges it. And he always builds up to the questions. He is known by the nickname among the common folk as the Bram Sefer. Why is he known as the Bram Sefer? This is like the common folk call him the Bram Sefer. Because every second paragraph begins with the word Bram. What does Bram mean? Bram is Aramaic for but. He always begins with but what we have to explain. And the reason behind it is that he is very, very organized. When you learn the Talmud sometimes assumes you know a lot of concepts when it starts talking about something. Rav Chai Gaon builds everything up. So he says, okay, what we need to know is X, but what we need to verify is Y. Now that we've verified Y, but what we need to know is Z. We verified Z, but what we really need to verify is A. And that's why he always begins his paragraphs with, but what we need to verify, because he's always building up. And it's very organized and very pleasurable learning, because he's setting you up. It's not like the Talmud, where the Talmud just throws you into the sea and says, now swim, figure it out, you're supposed to know, you're supposed to learn this from a rabbi. You're not supposed to start learning Talmud on your own just out of a hat. Your rabbi knows. Come learn. No, the Shiltos builds it all up. So that's why it's very pleasurable learning. So, now we've had a quick introduction. She'ilita, the following question. The Jewish people are responsible to rest on the day of Shabbos. That when God created his world, he created it in 6 days. He rested on the day of Sabbath. God blessed the day of Shabbat and God sanctified it. Like a guy who builds his house and he finishes building his house, and he makes a celebration. Oh! Inauguration, I finished building my house. So too God's inauguration of the world was Shabbos. Isn't that an interesting perspective on Shabbos? It's the day of celebrating completion. Now, if you think about it, that's really what it says in the Pasuk. Kivo Shabbat mikol melachto. We always assume Shabbat, God rested. No, God ceased. God completed.
Right.
If you've completed creation, it's a celebration of completion. Shabbos is a celebration of completion. That's what Rav Chai Gaon just told us. Kach amrin she kilul bate. So two people say it's a celebration of finishing the house. Dichtiv, as the pasuk says, Vaychal Elokim b'yom ha-shvi'i. God completed on the seventh day all his work. V'omer rachmana nuchu b'yom ha-deshabata. And God says in the Torah, you rest on the day of Shabbos, ki heichi denachi be'ana. Just like I rested on Shabbos, tichtiv, as the verse says, v'yanach b'yom ha-shvi'i, God rested. What does the next pasuk say? Al kein berach Hashem es yom ha-shabbat. That's why God blessed the day of Shabbos. God, so to speak, says, I rested, so I blessed it as a day of rest for you. Now, whenever we read these introductions of the Shiltos, it seems agadic, right? Midrashic. But if we had time to go more in depth, we'd see the halachic implications of this setup of perspective of what Shabbos is. Vasulishev betanit, so he leads us into one halachic implication, that on Shabbos it is prohibited from fasting. You're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. Umechai vinle nugebe, and one is supposed to have pleasure on Shabbos. B'machal uv'mishteh, in the food and drink that he has on Shabbos. V'lekeruye, and to honor the Shabbos, b'ksut nikiya, with clean garments in honor of Shabbos. Shneimar, as the verse says, im tashiv mishabbat raglecha, God says, here's what I want you to do, if you will only hold yourself back on Shabbos from walking like you do on the weekdays. Don't go running around your errands. And then the verse says, "V'karata la Shabbat oneg," designate the Shabbos as a day of pleasure. Shelote achilatcha b'Shabbat kivechol. The way you eat on Shabbos should not be the way you eat on weekdays. The way you eat, the food you eat, the time, everything is different on Shabbos. Did you notice? Shabbos eating is different. You should not eat on Shabbos like you eat on weekdays. Ela angeyu. Make the Shabbos more pleasurable. Usually we don't eat meat. Shabbos we buy meat. Usually we don't have third course. Shabbos we have a third course. Usually we don't have dessert. Shabbos will have dessert. We find the ways to make the Shabbos meal more pleasurable. Shebischaro ktiv, that Hashem says as wages for you having pleasure on Shabbos, I'll pay you back for it. I will let you have pleasure with me, Hashem says. We will bond in a pleasurable form. The verse says what God wants of us is to make the day of Shabbos honorable in honor of the holy of Hashem. Don't be lightheaded on Shabbos. Don't go joking around and partying. That's not the idea of Shabbos. But sanctify it and honor it with everything. So it's pleasure in a holy and honorable way. Yeah? And if you think about it, that's really what we do on Shabbos. We wear more dignified clothing. A guy says, but you want me to enjoy Shabbos? Let me come to shul my sweats. In an honorable way. We have pleasure in an honorable way. V'chibadto, the prophet says, honor the day of Shabbos. Bivgadim naim, in nice clothing, uviksut nikiya, and in a clean garment. Shelot aseu kachol. Don't make the Shabbos like another day of the week. Kehad Rav Yochanan kari lemani mechabdute. Rav Yochanan would say, you know what my honor is? Who was Rav Yochanan? Chief rabbi. Disciple of Rabbi Yanai. Rav Yochanan compiled the Jerusalem Talmud. He said, you know what's my honor? My clothes. You think it's his knowledge, it's his reputation. No. To clothes. The way we dress, that defines our honor. That defines the way people treat us. Ravuna taught, whoever has clothing to change, so change, wear special clothing in honor of Shabbos. If you can afford it, you wear a suit, you wear a nice garment. And if you can't afford it, so wear the same garments in a more honorable way. In their days, they used to wear their robes, and they'd pin up their robes during the week. So when they walk in the streets, they weren't nobles, they weren't aristocracy, they had to work. They didn't want their clothes to get caught as they were running around the streets, so the clothes were pinned up about knee high. The honorable people, the judges, their robes would go down to the ground because they weren't out in the fields working. They were sitting in court, they were sitting in honorable places. So the Talmud says, if you cannot afford to buy new clothing for Shabbos, at least pin down your clothing, let them down. Wear your robes long. Wear them as though today you're a judge. Today you're not going out to the field. Today you're one of the aristocracy. So if you can afford it, you buy special clothing for Shabbos. You can't afford it, wear the same clothing in an honorable way. In our day and age, maybe it would be starch your shirt, iron your shirt. Do something unique. Take the same garment. If you cannot afford a garment that is more respectable, so wear that same garment in a way that's more respectable. The prophet says, from the way you do your deeds, the way we walk on Shabbos, even our gait should be reflective of the fact that it's Shabbos. Our walk on Shabbos should be different than the way we walk during the weekdays. We don't run on Shabbos. Where are you running to? On Shabbos we walk at a leisurely pace. Unless, of course, you're going to a mitzvah, then you run. Unless, of course, you're a youngster and for you your joy is running. Okay, you could run. V'daber davar, in the way we speak, ki hai de imed Rav Shimon bar Yochai, havi mishtaya mili sagi b'shabbat. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's mother was talking a lot on Shabbos. Amala Yom HaShabbatei, he reminded her it's Shabbos, v'ishatka, and she was quiet. What we talk about on Shabbos should be different. I always encourage people, Shabbos should not be the day that you reprimand your kids. Let Shabbos take a break from that. Let them have a break.
To discipline them, you mean?
Try to stay away from discipline. Try to give more love. Right. Whatever discipline you can, push off of Shabbos. Leave Shabbos as a day where you spend time learning Torah with them, where you ask them how their week was, where you take time to have a special day with them. In Europe, the custom was that on Shabbos they'd only speak Hebrew, whoever could. Many people would speak only Hebrew. My mother told me that in America, when she was growing up, they didn't have day schools. My mother grew up in Mexico and America and different countries. And where they were, they didn't have day schools. But on Shabbos, they'd only talk Hebrew at home. Wow. Growing up in the Chutz Laretz, where they didn't have the Jewish education they would have wanted, but this they did have.
Enough?
Yeah.
But what kind of Hebrew? Was it like Ashkenazi Hebrew? Was it
I guess. You know, Rav Kook used to talk Ashkenazi Hebrew.
Oh,
if you talk to Rav Kook,
I've never heard this. It's really nice to listen.
Right. We're not used to talking that way. But Rav Kook yelled, that's Hebrew. What do you mean? What are you talking like Ben Yehuda for? The man was an apikores. He was against everything we stand for. So, you know, he decided that we should talk with a havara that is an invention. It's not Sephardi, it's not Ashkenazi, it's not Yemenite. It's his invention. Okay. Amar Rabbi Chanina. So I think we'll pick up over here next time, yeah? I wish everyone a good night and a great Shabbos.